Next case, please.
Case number 10,745, Tammy L. and Frank D. Crawford, west of Road 420, 0.27 miles north of Road 419, being Lot 8. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Hi.
Names and addresses, please.
Tammy L. Crawford, 38006 Dunaway Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Frank Crawford.
Same address.
Same address.
Both of you. Yep. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Well, this is my first hearing, so where do you want me to start?
Well, I'd like for you to explain to the board your request for your variance, if you can and will.
Okay.
And we'll work with you.
Our quest is on our residential property here in Sussex County where we reside, work, and live. We're asking for a 5-foot setback on the west and east side of our property.
Okay.
I do have some photos and some illustrations. However, I have one copy.
Okay, we can pass them down. You can hand them down if you would, please. Thank you.
There are notations on the back of the photographs.
Oh, okay.
There is a picture of a pole shed that's there already, but not on our property. A neighbor has one. And we
two doors down.
To similar match that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The one, yeah, in the green.
Is this your home?
No, sir. It's the one over.
Oh,
that's over here.
Yes.
That's two doors down from us.
Down from
us.
But this isn't your home?
No, sir. That's the Browns next to us. But one of those pictures does have our house in there. I tried to get a...
So these pictures here are the back of your house?
Yes, sir.
That's
okay.
That's right out of our property line.
This shows you right
that's
back
on
to...
our property line. That you should, if you see where those stakes are, the dirt is 5 foot off of that property line.
So that would backed up to your property, or your pole building would be... Right there.
Exactly. And the back part of the property does have an angleness, which you'll see. It's a narrowness. It's long, narrow. And then the back, it kind of like goes like that.
It wasn't an angle.
Okay. Thank you.
We did have the property surveyed by Adams and Kemp.
Okay. Good.
And I do have an extra copy of that if someone needs it.
We have it. Yeah. Thank you. So you got a copy of deed restrictions, so you're building a match to your house and all that.
Exactly. Our home agreement, we have to build the building in back of our property. And if you would see on the plat map, where the 8 houses, according to the homeowner's agreement, we had to build our house so far back due to the drain field. So all those houses along that road are staggered.
Mm-hmm.
So So we had no alternative where we could have built up front more. We had to build where we had to build.
Plus, it lines up perfectly with our driveway. It would look nice in the location that it's put in. That's why we had a survey come out and go over with us.
Looks good. Okay, Art, can you at this time address these standards for granting of the variance? You heard the gentleman, you got this packet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, would you address those if you would, please?
Number one, uniqueness. It is long and narrow, and in the back, like I stated, it's shortened by angle where it goes like this. It's diagonal, so it cuts off in the back. Like I stated, the house had to be built in that specific location because of the drain field. The houses are staggered along that street because of those requirements. Number two, it's a 15-foot setback on one side of the property would not line up with our driveway. Therefore, entrance of the building would not be in position with the driveway. The 20-foot setback in the back lot would not allow a freestanding building. If you note here, Adams and Kent drawing, there would be approximately 8 feet. The building would not have to be attached to our home, and therefore we could have a way around our house, such as my garden's on that side, so we could still access our house around. If not, then we don't have access fully around our house if we don't get the variance.
And we have to attach it directly to our home.
Okay.
And also, in the conformity of the house community laws, it has to be built in back of the house. Yes, because you can't build in front of the home. It has to be in the back, like I said. Number three, no, it has not. We have not created any difficulty. The homeowners association has rules, which I gave you a copy of that. And also, the lot is so shallow on one side, we cannot build on the other side because that's where our drain field and our septic is. And there's only, about 35 feet on that side, and our driveway's not on that side either. Number four, effects of surroundings. It will not alter the characteristic of the neighborhood. Two doors down, they have the same exact building as would want to build. In fact, it would enhance the neighborhood. It would directly line up with the property, look proportionate, where if it's we don't have the variance, it will be offset.
It won't look symmetric. It won't look
as the others.
Exactly.
Okay. B, no, it won't permanently impair appropriate use development of adjacent property. The property beside us is an empty lot. Their septic, if you'll note in the pictures, is further up. So their backyard is just backyard. They can't build anything beside the proposed pole building. It will be their backyard. Also, in the back is just farmland. It's all trees. And no, it will not be detrimental to the public welfare. And yes, it represents the least modification possible. And yes, its variance is necessary to afford relief. And yes, for C. It's the least modification possible.
Okay. Great.
And special use exception, both answers to those are no.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
In that same footprint,
30 by 45-foot building would fit and meet the setback requirements. Why does this building have to be so big?
We have the need for storage desperately. As you can see in our garage, we can't even park our cars there, so we have two vehicles.
We got a 37-foot Montana trailer, travel trailer. Very expensive unit. I would like to put it inside. It looks better inside than out anyway.
It would really enhance the neighborhood to put it all inside. And we have ATVs we want to put in there.
Our garage, if you want in there, forget about it.
Well, someone's going to get hurt.
We outgrew it, you know what I mean?
You just want to get all your stuff together.
But we can't even move in our garage. Plus, I'm a gardener. I have several freezers.
How big is your garage? 28 by 28?
I'd say it's a one-car garage. It's not a two-car garage. It's just a one-car garage, yes.
And how long is your trailer?
And it's a very small car. You can only fit in there, like a Kia.
Yeah, and that barely fits. You have to put a diagonal.
And I can fit a full-size car in there, I can tell you that.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Mills?
No, that's all.
Okay. Hearing no other questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, do you want to come forward, sir? You can sit down right up front.
Thank you.
Names and addresses, please.
Thomas Joseph Aide and Cynthia S. Aide.
Please spell the last name.
A-Y-D. 11564 Worcester Highway, Shaw, Maryland.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, you're in opposition to this?
Yeah, we own the property directly behind and to the left of the proposed building here. I've got some pictures I'd like to pass around and check.
Sir, if you say bump, this is our site right here. Where are you at?
Yeah, where are you at?
We are this lot.
Oh, you're in all this back here and, okay.
The 2-acre and the 36-acre parcels?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Our concern is, as these pictures come around, you'll see that Mr. Crawford has elevated the rear of his property 2 feet higher than my lot. I'm very concerned about the drainage and runoff that will occur there. I believe the building is too big for this small area that they want to put in. Also, in the rear part of the property, where the hay has been laid down, there was a 6-foot deep ditch, 10 feet wide there, that belonged to me. He took the liberty to fill this ditch in and put a drain pipe in there. He's bulldozed onto my property, removed trees on my property, all without my consent. I know that's not part of this thing, but like I said, we're just very concerned that this will devalue our property next door immediately for that lot. And we would just ask that if they do put up a building, that they put up something that fits where they can put it.
And you live right next door to them?
No, we don't live there. These are vacant lots that we own.
Oh, this is not your primary?
Not my primary residence, no.
Have you taken any legal action against their encroachment?
What they're doing?
Not yet.
Then that might be.
That's coming. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you know, we got the notice about this. We drove up to see the property to see what's been going on.
Right.
These pictures are what we came across.
Right.
You know, which just shows no respect for the neighbor, you know, to do this.
Right.
It's my understanding Mr. Crawford did try to call me one evening. On my caller ID, I got Crawford Trucking. They actually run a trucking business. They have dump trucks on this property all the time. And I'm afraid that the future may present this as a, you know, a warehouse and a trucking repair shop in the future. That's our concern.
Yeah. Sir, is that ditch that covered up as attached ditch?
Attached?
Was it a tax ditch?
No, this is a privately owned ditch. It runs down the back of all of those properties, and this is at the lower end. My concern is it's not going to allow enough water on a heavy rain to even, you know, it'll back up. And like I said, it just should have never been touched to begin with. It just makes his property look a little bit larger than what it really is in the rear.
How far did he encroach on your property?
How far?
How many feet approximately? 10, 20?
The ditch is probably 10 to 15 feet. Beyond that, he's gone into my property 50 to 100 feet in different directions.
There?
That is my property, yes. You can see where the stakes are and where his stuff is.
Oh.
That.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's my land.
Is that where the ditch was filled in?
Yes.
Is there a tile?
Where all that hay is, that's where it's been filled in.
Is there a tile put in?
Excuse me?
Was there a tile put in?
There was a drain pipe put in.
Is this your property where...
That's my property that...
Bulldozed?
Basically has been bulldozed. As far as I'm concerned, he probably removed dirt from back there to do some of this, but I'm not positive about that. But there is all sorts of, you know, trees down, and it's basically been bulldozed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must hate to say, a lot of that doesn't have to do with, you know, what they're applying for the hearing was for. So you...
Absolutely, I understand that.
You understand that, too.
Yeah. Now, like I said, our concern is that the building's too big for the area that it's in.
Right.
I am concerned about the raising of the property on the one side by 2 feet, as you can see, and what that's going to cause, you know, water runoff onto my land instead of his.
Right.
It's just no consideration for me whatsoever as a neighbor. You know, like I said, we would request that if he doesn't need a building, a smaller building would be more in order and stay within the setbacks that are proper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to make sure I understand. You own lot one? Correct?
And then the acreage behind.
Yeah. The acreage behind, you own these two? This one? So you own parcel 30.11 also? On the other side of it.
Mr. Reed, the tax map shows a road on the opposing side of your property going back to the 30 acres.
There's a 50-foot right-of-way to the 35 acres in the rear.
And then there's a cul-de-sac in there?
No, there is not a cul-de-sac right now. Right now, it's still wooded.
It's a paper cul-de-sac for future development?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Sir, did you own all that property at one time?
Excuse me?
Did you own all this property at one time and sold lots off of it?
No. Are you talking about the subdivision?
Yeah, the rest
of it. I did not own that. No. I bought the residual property after it was developed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear what the Crawfords have in response to the accusation.
Yes, I would like to respond to that. First of all, we had permission to fill in the ditch in back of us because Mr. Aide had sold that property to Michael Richardson for the last 2 years. Evidently, within the last month, that went belly up. So at that time, we had permission. We did the right thing. The ditch has never been clean. The rain comes and washes away our property into the ditch. We got permission, sunk our own money of $15,000. We enhanced the stormwater drain property. We did nothing to hurt soil conservation. We enhanced and improved the land. We did nothing to harm any land.
LDOT was out there, and they checked it, and they said the only thing that they need is if you look on that property with the pictures that we showed you. I don't know if you give them back.
No, they haven't.
They want a swale where I'm putting a wall to divide those two properties. That's it. And I told them I would give them the swell as soon as the wall is built. I didn't finish because of due to weather.
Right.
It's poor conditions to build on right now. Ground being freezing and thawing and freezing. I can't put a footing in right now to build the wall.
Right.
So I'm waiting. I'm waiting for my variance, and I'm waiting for the ground to get better, and I will comply with what they want.
Right.
It's just that simple. As far as that ditch, the ditch has been there. There was a ditch in front of all these houses when they were first built. They had to move the ditch behind the houses to give them a runoff. The problem is with the ditches, when they put them in with soft fill. It runs off. If with that last northeastern storm we had, we lost tons and tons of our property all the way up to our pool area. And I have to fill that in every time. Mm-hmm. So the only way we could stop this was to put pipe in there and make the ditch so both properties run into it, not one. Not this one, not this one. They both drain into this pipe. So they both are serving the same thing. It's nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed is that there's no maintenance.
There's never been any maintenance back there.
There's no maintenance back there in those ditches, and they need to be cleaned.
And the man that owned this property 2 years, Michael Richardson, was a wonderful man. We really hated to see him go.
We had no complaints with none of our neighbors.
None. And we enhanced the property. He actually had a bush hog, Michael, and he went back there and removed all that. And he made ATV trails, not us.
That he's owned, we have cleaned since when? How long have we been cleaning that?
8 years.
8 years. We've mowed this lawn and taken care of it. This is another acre of land that we don't even own, but because Michael owned it at the time, we did the service for him. We never charged him a penny.
What, how long?
The problem occurs here with a marriage. They have this man was at her divorce trial, so he's here today.
How long have you done these improvements behind your house there?
It's been a couple of months now. A
couple of months?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he didn't notice until the variance come up, but the pipe has been in the ground.
Okay. And how long ago did he purchase the property? Do you know?
Who?
I
was originally owner of all the property, 65 acres. My ex-husband and I, of 20 years, had a divorce. And unfortunately, I feel this man stole it from me in the middle of the divorce. Well, and he is a broker.
I only asked one question. And,
the property was in the middle of my divorce, which was settled. It took us 5 years to settle that.
So what happened in this 2 year period that someone else owned it?
Yes.
Yes, Michael Richardson.
Michael Richardson. And we wouldn't have done anything, but Michael Richardson has done a lot of the work himself. So, you know, cleaning up, and he mowed and made trails for himself back there.
Mr. Reed, you're saying?
This man never came around until he had left.
Okay.
We haven't seen him.
So now he's back around again, and because I went for a variance, I guess he figures this is, you know, I don't know what to say. I try to make agreements with this man if he wants to, but I don't know.
And we had to raise our property because he, when he owned it, out of spiteness, dug a ditch right at the property line on the west side of our property. And our property still ran off in that. And when Michael Richardson got the property, he immediately filled that in. And also, they raised the land on that side to make that drain field there and to put in the septic. So all of his was septic and everything would run on our property. We had no choice but to raise it.
So, okay, I guess I'm not understanding.
There's supposed to be a swell.
Let me ask a question.
I'm sorry.
Please. Mr. Aides owned it, and then Michael bought it, and then now Mr. Aides owns it again. Is that correct?
Evidently, the loan was the fault.
Something happened here. We don't know.
So Mr. Richardson really didn't own it?
I don't know.
We don't know. I mean, as far as we knew, he owned it. I mean, he ran around.
For 2 years.
He ran around doing everything like he did on it.
Yes, sir.
We're getting so far off.
I think just get back to the
relevant considerations for the board.
Either way, I'm still building on my property.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry.
These are issues which the board is not authorized to resolve in the first place. They're going to have to be done by a judge. So
by legal.
I think we're best to stick with the statutory factors.
Yeah, let's just stick to the case. Thank you, Mr. Brewer. Okay, so I'm ready. we'll go what we got.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to take a vote here in a minute, but on the other, he'll just have to work it out with the judge somehow.
Okay.
So we'll get back to just what you're here for tonight. Okay.
We appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Maybe we're not quite finished yet. Okay. And being all the opposition gentlemen, well, what we have heard, we'll just go back to what was presented tonight and what we heard tonight in regards to the variance that was requested by the applicant. And there being no other opposition to that, Chair will entertain a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we table case number 10745 till our next regular meeting.
Okay, which will be on January the 24th. Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10745 until our next regular meeting? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Now, at the table, our next regular meeting. You can come if you would like, but there'll be no other testimony or anything on it. The board may make a decision at that night, so if you'd like to come, or you can watch it on the internet.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Case number 10746,